Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle says the idea is to eliminate duplication and lower purchasing costs for things like computer systems.
Before we make a big IT purchase, it makes sense for us to always check with Minnesota to see what Minnesota is doing and to see whether we could go in together or whether Minnesota has recently gone through a similar purchase that we could learn a lot from.
The two states may also streamline the licensing process for oversized trucks by allowing carriers to get one permit for both states. Plus, they may share inspection for milk tankers and combine efforts to promote tourism nationwide. Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty says working together on invasive pest control makes sense, as does efforts on helping children.
We have facilities, whether they be juvenile detention facilities or foster care facilities, that geographically are across the border from each other, not that far from each other. And by standardizing or joining together on the placement procedures and protocols, we might be able to increase capacity, flexibility.
Doyle says working with his Minnesota counterpart on these 80 projects could save $10 million.
He has gone into this with, I think we both have, with open minds, with trying to not believe that Wisconsin does everything perfectly and that we can't learn something from Minnesota. I know that's hard to believe, but we actually can learn something from Minnesota.
Both states already have a successful reciprocity agreement between their university systems. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.